All right, we're here on KSOM, and we're talking tennis. The girls' tennis programs have been moved from the spring to the fall, and if you could believe it, they're actually going to be playing here in the month of August with the first matches starting coming up later this week. The Audubon girls' tennis team will start their first matches coming up this Thursday night, so we get an idea of how good the Wheelers have in their tennis stable coming up in this season. Mackenzie Nissen, head coach for Audubon girls tennis, with us now on KSOM. And Mackenzie, good to talk to you again. And how are you feeling coming into a new season already?
Yeah, quick turnaround, but we've got really good numbers. We have another season ahead of us where we get to work with three districts. So we have Audubon, Exira EHK, and IKM Manning on our team again this year. And so we're looking to have some numbers in the 20s, which is good. Some returning girls, new faces, lots to look forward to for this season.
Well, you do lose four seniors off of last year's squad that went 3-4 in duels. Actually, looks like you're going to get more matches in this year, weather permitting. Let's knock on wood on that one. But you lose Rachel Reinierson and Alice Adams, Samantha Warnecka, and Grace Zeger. So, you know, how do you feel about just the experience that you have coming into this season?
Yeah, definitely a tough loss. And then Lauren Graving from IKM Manning, too. She's definitely one of the people that helped to drive to get the IKM Manning girls to our team. And so that's a tough loss, too, as far as seniors go. And yeah, so really I have two girls that have varsity experience returning. So that it's definitely, I wouldn't say it's a young, it will be a young varsity squad, but it'll be a fresh varsity squad for sure. I do see a lot of girls that have a lot of potential. It'll just be like a new experience for a lot of them, but we do have quite a few meets for them to gain that experience. And fall is going to be a good time for them, because again, a lot less weather issues, hopefully, than spring. But yeah, it is going to be a big learning curve, not only just with a new season, but with all the new faces to our varsity squad. And those girls, they really just came up through the program. You know, they were very strong for us, and they had several years of varsity experience under their belt. And so that's tough. And we have a quick turnaround from starting practice today to having our first meet on Thursday. And so to create a lineup when you don't have a lot of returning varsity members is going to be kind of a challenge, but we're going to make it work.
So how much are you going to rely on like Briley Belknap, who did play a little bit of number one for you this past year and is a senior coming back?
Yeah, she's going to be definitely somebody that we rely heavily on. And unfortunately, she has had a hand injury this summer. And so she is going to the doctor today to hopefully get cleared and come back to play. So I'm just waiting on a message saying that she is good to go. And besides her, we have McKenna Nichols, who has done varsity playing for us as well, and for two summers in a row now has put in extensive work and just strives to be the very best that she can be, and she's going to be a senior. So those are two girls that I am just relying really heavily on. But I do have a lot of talent that they've done their time, they know what to expect, and I think that they'll really, you know, step up and start to fill in those shoes, you know, big missing spaces for us. It's just going to take, you know, a little bit of time for them to adjust.
So what do you like about Briley's game, McKenna's game? You know, what are their strengths? What do you like most about what they bring on the court?
Briley is competitive, and I love that about her. And she knows, she's one of those kids that she likes to talk to the coach, but she knows what she's doing wrong, or she's just very easy to coach. She can get really hard on herself, but not in the worst way. You can kind of get her out of her head. And usually if you can pair her up with the right doubles partner, they can talk really well through things, because she knows what, you know, what's going wrong, what's going right, how to adjust. She knows her stuff. She's a smart player, and she's just got that super, super competitive drive. She's had some really tough matches where she's been down, or, you know, she gets in a rut and she can usually dig herself out because of that competitive drive that she has. McKenna, same sort of situation, not like the strong, you know, really aggressive player, but the smart player. She knows what she needs to do. And even if it's not clicking, she knows for next time. And she knows when she comes to practice the next day, hey, maybe my serves weren't working. And she has a plan for what she wants to improve on all the time. And I really appreciate that about her, because she just constantly wants to do better.
So who are some other players that you're hoping to see, you know, be in the mix there for 3, 4, 5, whatever, up down the list? Is there anybody that stands out coming into the season?
Well, I have my lineup in front of me. You know, I haven't gotten to see him so much yet. We've had some open court stuff over the summer, but, you know, I've had Lena Ryman, who is a senior this year, and she is just fun to watch. I've gotten to have her, this will be her fourth season now. She's done a lot of JV time, but I think she's put in a lot of time over the summer and has played with McKenna a lot and wants to do well. Jasmine Lopez Huerta has put in a lot of time. She's just a very athletic girl. Two of the girls from ICAM Manning would be Jordan Speed and Ava Mulbauer. This is only going to be their second season, but they put in a lot of time at the courts in Manning. And they honestly, for doubles, they just work really well together. They have a lot of fun and they just click. And so I think if we can kind of keep that going, those are two names that might, you might see and come up in the future.
Very good. Is there any issue like with conflicts with volleyball at all? Were there any, you know, like anybody on your roster that was also going to play volleyball? Has that been an issue?
Yeah, we have a few girls scattered, especially between Audubon and ICAM Manning with volleyball. And we have a girl who's running cross country at Exira EHK. But I think all the coaches have been extremely flexible, because we're kind of interfering with their set seasons. And the girls have done a really good job communicating. And I personally, I'm just trying to be flexible, because these girls have a lot of talent. I don't want to take them away from any other sports. And so with tennis being an individual sport and knowing that they're putting in time, just seeing, you know, can you come to practice this many times, or are you putting in time in the off time? It's not that they're not being active. I know that they're being active at their other sport. And so we're just really trying to figure out a good flow with how many times I can see them in a week, or when they need to be at volleyball, what their priority sport is. And so just going to, especially starting off this week and next week with their practices, seeing how that's going to flow. Granted, volleyball doesn't have meets. We get so many of our meets in the next few weeks even. So that benefits the girls that have the volleyball conflict. They're going to get a lot of play time in before their volleyball meets even start.
Yeah. I mean, the tennis season will be over with by probably mid-September. I mean, unless you can advance further in regionals, which you hope. You know, they'll be free and clear by the end of the month for their other fall sports. So that'll be nice.
Yes.
But it's just a little weird to start everything off early before even school starts for the tennis season. Just overall, how would you sum up, you know, your expectations for this team this year?
I just want to see so many of these girls, especially because they don't necessarily have a lot of that varsity time experience. I just want to see them really step up and prove that they can handle that. So a lot of growth on that end. It's definitely going to be a building year for a lot of them, filling those big shoes and, you know, really keep building the program. We've gotten our numbers way up. I know this is kind of a weird transition for a few of them, because we've always been a spring sport. And so to really keep the momentum going as we shift into that fall transition, and show, you know, for the growth of our program, keep the interest up, keep those kids coming out from all three districts. I guess that's my goal, is to to keep building the program and to keep these girls moving forward and growing.
Well, I have a lot of matches on the road to start the year. Starting this Thursday, you go to Shenandoah for a triangular with Southwest Valley. Home opener will be on August 26th, which is a Tuesday, against St. Albert. So excited about what your girls can do on the tennis court here this August and into next month. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mackenzie Nissen, head coach for Audubon Girls Tennis, with us here on KSOM.